ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text number 8. Aham,
Aham
Sarvasya,
Sarvasya
Prabhava,
Prabhava
Mata,
Mata
Sarvam,
Sarvam
Pravartate,
Pravartate
Iti Matva,
Matva
Bhujante,
Bhujante
Mam.
Buddha,
Buddha Buddha,
Buddha
Baba Samanvita Aham Sravasya Prabhava
Aham Sravasya Prabhava
Matak Sarvam Pravartate
Matak Sarvam Pravartate
Iti Madhva Bhajante
Imam
Buddha Baba Samanvita Aham Sravasya Prabhava
Aham Sravasya Prabhava
Matak Sarvam Pravartate
Matak Sarvam Pravartate
Iti Madhva Bhajante
Imam Iti Madhva Bhajante Imam
Buddha Bhava Samanvita
Buddha Bhava Samanvita
Aham Sravasya Prabhava
Aham Sravasya Prabhava
Matak Sarvam Pravartate
Matak Sarvam Pravartate
Iti Madhva Bhajante
Imam Iti Madhva Bhajante Imam
Buddha Bhava Samanvita
Buddha Bhava Samanvita
Aham
Aham
I Sarvasya
Sarvasya
Of all Prabhavaha The source of generation. Mata, from me. Sarvam,
everything.
Pravartate, emanates. Iti,
thus.
Matva, knowing. Bhajante, become devoted. Mam, unto me, Buddha, the learned, Bhava Samanvita, with great attention. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. How many people here understand English? You understand English? Oh, okay. That's good because I don't speak German. There's one joke in this regard. If someone speaks two languages, they're called bilingual. If they speak three languages, they're called trilingual. If they speak one language, they're called American. But I know some Spanish. But I don't know any German. So Krishna explains, and Prabhupada gives his very nice purport. Krishna is saying, I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. Can someone translate for Eddie as a running? He doesn't know English. A running translation. Anyone good at getting a running translation during the lecture can kind of give him a translation. He needs a translation. That'd be very much appreciated. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. a learned scholar who has studied the Vedas perfectly and has information from authorities like Lord Chaitanya, and who knows how to apply these teachings, can understand that Krishna is the origin of everything in both the material and spiritual worlds. And because he knows this perfectly, he becomes firmly fixed in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. He can never be deviated by any amount of nonsensical commentaries or by fools. All Vedic literature agrees that Krishna is the source of Brahma, Shiva, and all other demigods. In the Atharva Veda, Gopala Tampani Upanishad, 124, it is said, Yo Brahmanam Vidadati Purvam Yovai Vedanscha Ghapayati Sma Krishna. It was Krishna who in the beginning instructed Brahma in Vedic knowledge and who disseminated Vedic knowledge in the past. Then again, the Narayana Upanishad 1 says, Ata Purusha Havai Narayano Kama Yata Praja Shayeti. Then, the personality of Godhead, Narayan, desired to create living entities. The Upanishad continues, Narayanad Brahma Jayante, Narayanad Prajapati Prajayate, Narayanad Indra Jayate, Narayanad Ashto Vasavo Jayante, Narayanad Ekadasha Rudra Jayante, Narayanad Dvadashaditshaha. From Narayan, Brahma is born. And from Narayan, the patriarchs are also born. From Narayan, Indra is born. From Narayan, the 8 Vasus are born. And from Narayan, the 11 Rudras are born. From Narayan, the 12 Adityas are born. This Narayan is an expansion of Krishna. So just an aside here, before we continue to finish the purport, Prabhupada explains in the 6th canto, Bhagavatam purport, first you have Krishna. And then from Krishna comes Balaram. From Balaram comes Sankarsan. And then from Sankarsan comes Narayan. And then from that Narayan comes the second Sankarsan, from whom comes Mahavishnu, and then Garbhasakshay Vishnu, and then Shiradakshay Vishnu. So all of these different personalities, Lord Shiva, Lord Rama, they are all coming from Narayan, who is an expansion of an expansion of an expansion of Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the point here is that Krishna is the origin. Krishna is the source of everything. That's the point. So Prabhupada now continues his purport. He says, it is said in the same Vedas, Brahmanyo Devaki Putra, the son of Devaki, Krishna, is the Supreme Personality. Narayana Upanishad 4. Then it is said, Eka vai Narayana asin, na Brahma na Ishano, napo nagni, samasu neme dva apritavi, na nakshatrani na suryaha. In the beginning of the creation, there was only the Supreme Personality, Narayan. There was no Brahma, no Shiva, no fire, no moon, no stars in the sky, and no sun. Mahāupanishad 1. In the Mahāupanishad, it is also said that Lord Shiva was born from the forehead of the Supreme Lord. Thus, the Vedas say that it is the Supreme Lord, the creator of Brahma and Shiva, who is to be worshipped. In the Moksha Dharma, Krishna also says, Prajapatim Charudram Chapi Aham Eva Shajami Vai Tahimam Tavajanito Mamamaya Vimohita. The patriarchs, Shiva, and others are created by me, though they do not know that they are created by me, because they are deluded by my illusory energy. So another side note in this connection, if these great personalities are deluded, if you do not understand that Krishna is our origin, then what is our position? If even these big personalities don't understand, It is only by the mercy of a pure devotee that we can understand. It is only by Prabhupada's mercy that we can understand. And now Prabhupada concludes his beautiful purport with one more paragraph. He says, Lord Krishna is the source of all generations, and he is called the most efficient cause of everything. He says, because everything is born of me, I am the original source of all. Everything is under me, no one is above me. And there is no supreme controller other than Krishna. One who understands Krishna in such a way, from a bona fide spiritual master, with references from Vedic literature, engages all his energy in Krishna consciousness and becomes a truly learned man. In comparison to him, all others who do not know Krishna properly are but fools. Only a fool would consider Krishna to be an ordinary man. A Krishna conscious person should not be bewildered by fools. He should avoid all unauthorized commentaries and interpretations of the Bhagavad Gita and proceed in Krishna consciousness with determination and firmness. Oma Jnana Dimanandasha Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. What is Prabhupada doing? What is he doing here in this purport? Prabhupada wants to make sure that we are not fools. Just see how much information he's giving us. Actually, the verse itself, the words of Krishna themselves, are sufficient evidence. But in case someone thinks, well, Krishna is biased because he's talking about himself, he's an egotist. And so many other references are given. Someone may say that Krishna is just an egomaniac. He's spouting off about himself. So many people spout off about themselves. So Prabhupada is giving so many other evidences. Not only Krishna is saying. Everyone says. Brahmaji says. Ishvaraha paramaha krishnaha satchidananda vigraha anadir adir govinda sarvakarana karanam. Brahmaji is saying. Brahmaji is great authority. All the great authorities are saying. Krishna is the supreme. So we have to take it from the authorities. That is our system. In the Vedic culture, in the modern day culture, the system is speculation. You simply speculate and try to come up with what is the absolute truth. But the difficulty is our brain power is very, very limited. Our brains are very tiny. That is the problem. Even Brahmaji, who has four heads, he has huge brain. Even Brahmaji cannot speculate to know what is the truth. He is depending on Krishna from within. Tene Brahma Hridayavi Kavi. He is depending on that on Lord Krishna from within to enlighten him in transcendental knowledge. So what is our position? How tiny we are. How very, very tiny we are. Isn't it? We're so tiny. What we can realize with these speculative brains of ours, trying to figure out what is what. There's two methods of acquiring knowledge. There is avroha panta and avaroha panta. Avroha panta is called the ascending process. In Texas, where I come from, there's a saying that you can't pick yourself up by your own bootstraps. You have on your boots and you pull the strap. The cowboy boots are hard to get on, so they have these straps to help you get them on. They're very hard to get on. Of course, I don't wear them. In Texas, they're very popular. Even businessmen wear them to work. cowboy boots. They're very fashionable in Texas. So, you have to just, there's some straps to help get them on. And even they have little holders that go into the straps so you can pull really hard and get them on your feet. Somehow squeeze into them. But you cannot, you can reach down and pull up on your straps. You cannot pick yourself up with your own strap. So the mental speculators, they are trying to pick themselves up philosophically with their own bootstraps. It's not possible. You cannot do that. Now if someone else comes along and grabs your bootstraps, they can pick you up. If there's an outside force that is picking you up, then you can be picked up. But on your own, you cannot pick up. So mental speculation means the ascending process where you try to pick yourself up by your own philosophical bootstraps. You cannot do them. You can try from now until doomsday and you will not be successful in doing that. From now till the end of the universe, you can try to do that and you will not be successful. So the actual method of acquiring knowledge is avarohapanta. That is the knowledge, descending knowledge. Some outside force is coming and picking up. You see. That is the system. So, this is how we acquire our knowledge. We take help from the outside source. If you're drowning in the middle of the ocean, you may think very proudly, I will swim to the shore. But how much energy you have to swim to the shore? How much energy you have to swim to the shore? You may swim 1/2 mile, even 1 mile, but you will become exhausted. But if some helicopter comes or some boat comes and they throw you a life raft and say, just grab on, then you are saved. So this is how we actually become delivered. This is how we get out of our miserable condition in this material existence. We take help from Krishna. We take help from the Vaishnavas. We take help from the spiritual master. We take help from the scriptures. Because these things deliver us from our fallen, bewildered position, our miserable, ignorant position. So how fortunate we are. How fortunate we are that Prabhupada's mercy has come to us to deliver us from this entangled position. In karma chakra. A very common question that people have is, what is the purpose of life? What is the meaning of existence? Of course, it's only a small percentage of people will ask such a question. But a lot of people do ask such questions. They are a very small minority, but they are a lot of people who do ask such questions. Manushanam sahasreshu kashtid yatati siddhaye. Out of thousands among men, only one will endeavor for the truth. So you will find there will be that number of persons who inquire about the absolute truth, but only very, very few will actually find it. So, that person who is actually sincere to find out the absolute truth, Krishna, within the heart, he will know the sincerity of that person. If he really, really wants to know, who am I, where have I come from, what is the purpose of my existence, how can I achieve perfection? If that desire is very, very strong within the heart, very genuine, very sincere desire within the heart, then Krishna will bring that person into contact with Krishna consciousness. Somehow or other, he'll get a book, he'll meet a devotee, he'll meet a senior devotee. Somehow or other, he will get the opportunity. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadai Pai Bhakti Lata Abhi. one is actually serious to get out of the difficult, bewildering situation that's in this material existence, Krishna will bring in contact with the process of Krishna consciousness. And then that person will get the seed of bhakti planted in the heart. Now what he does with that seed, that's up to him. One can understand, I have now gotten the opportunity to get out. Let me take it with full seriousness. Take up this regular chanting of Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Avoid the sinful activities, illicit sex, meat-eating, intoxication, and gambling. Avoid committing Vaishnava aparad. Learn how to be very respectful to all the devotees, even if I disagree with them sometimes. In this way, if one takes up the process with all seriousness, following the directions of the scriptures, spiritual master, and the Vaishnavas, the result will be one will make tangible advancement on the pathway back to home, back to Godhead. And that day will come when it actually penetrates the coverings of this material world. One will actually penetrate the coverings of the material universe and enter into that sublime, transcendental Goloka Vrindavan and take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna, Shri Shri Radha Krishna. It all begins right here. If you want to achieve that supreme destination, then you have to focus on what is your mentality right now, this very instant. What is your mentality right here, right now, at this very moment in this class? That you have to focus on. Am I serious to become a humble devotee of the Lord? Am I serious to be rectified of all of my faults, whatever they may be? We have to come to that position of complete humility. Where nothing is sacred except the Krishna consciousness. Only to give up everything that we may be attached to, we may consider very, very near and dear to me. Willing to give it all up, Krishna. That is pure devotional service. No karma, no jnana, no yoga. All material desire is zero. We have to come to that position. Learning Sringadeva will help us. Prabhupada has given a very nice translation for this. Bahir in the Singha, Hridaya in the Singha. He says, the meaning is that my dear Lord Nrisingadeva, you sit within my heart and purify it of all the dirt. You completely purify my heart of all the bad propensities. And then bless me that I can spread Krishna consciousness. So, Bahir in the Singha, Hridaya in the Singha means within the Singha, and Bahir in the Singha, Bahir in the is without. Within, Nrisingha within, and Nrisingha without. So Nrisingha within, purify me, and Nrisingha without, spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. This is the prayer. Bahir in the Singha, Hridaya in the Singha, which we sing every day. So if we take this mood of worshipping the Sringadeva to purify us of all of our wicked mentalities, our faults, our diseased ideas, our diseased attitudes, we sincerely pray to Lord Sringadeva to free us of these and to bless us that we can attract the whole world to His glories. You see, this is how we are taught to meditate by Srila Prabhupada. Such mentality, wanting to purify our existence and spread Krishna consciousness, if we adopt this mood, this twofold program of purification through Krishna consciousness and expansion of Krishna consciousness, These are the two rails on the track back to home, back to Godhead. We will take them with all seriousness, with all dedication, with all determination, with all patience, with all enthusiasm, with all enlivenment, with great joy in our hearts. If we will take this up, then nothing can stop us from becoming pure devotees and spreading Krishna consciousness like anything. Nothing can stop us. So we simply have to take that mercy of Lord Nrisimhadev, Srila Prabhupada. Take that mercy of Guru and Krishna. Put our head at their lotus feet and take full advantage of their mercy. And then our lives will be absolutely, inconceivably sublime. What do you think? Am I right or wrong? Am I right or am I wrong? Any questions? Everyone already knows all the answers. You're all learned Brahmins, you already know all the answers. No one's yes.
So, like, how we can really become, we can take this desire so serious and so with much determination.
I'm going to put my hearing aids in. Yeah, my hearing is, I have a problem. I have hearing. The reason I was standing in the back of the kirtan is when I was a child, my ears were damaged by loud noise, and I get serious problems with my hearing. Right. That's why I have to be away. When kirtan gets loud, I'm out the door basically, or halfway out the door. So I apologize about that. It's not that I'm against kirtan, but I have some serious hearing defect. They get very bad, severe earaches from loud kirtan. Even though I wear earplugs, it still is not enough. And now I got to put my hearing aids in so I can hear what you're asking me. Apologize for this old body. It'd be much easier, I think, if I get these hearing aids cranked up. You can try to ask me again very loudly while I'm putting the hearing aids in. What was the question?
Like you spoke about being really serious and determined and take this desire really in our heart. So sometimes it's, you know, so how we can do that, you know?
How we can become very determined to purify ourselves. And
to take this desire so strong in our heart. How we can
to become strongly desiring Krishna consciousness, yeah. That's a very good question. And it has a very good answer also. How we can increase our determination? Well, there's so many nice examples. Actually, determination is one of the most wonderful things. Dridha vrataha. Determined vow. It's a very nice thing, determination. What is the example of determination given by Srila Prabhupada? Everybody remember that example in the Bhagavad Gita, the little sparrow. That little sparrow was so determined. The egg, that big nasty ocean, it stole the eggs from the little sparrow. Ha ha ha. The little sparrow had its eggs stolen by the big nasty ocean. The cruel ocean stole the eggs away from the little sparrow and would not give them back. So cruel and wicked was that ocean. The little sparrow was very determined. I will get my eggs back. I will get my eggs back. I will dry up that ocean. She was running down, taking a mouthful of water and then running back to the shore and depositing that water. And even she go running back down again to the ocean. She would take that water and go running back. So in this way, she was determined, I will dry up that ocean. Everybody was laughing. Look at that foolish little stupid bird. she think that she's going to dry up the ocean? She became a laughing stock. Everyone was having big laugh. That stupid little bird. She thinks she's going to dry up the ocean. So Garuda heard what was going on. He's the king of the birds. My little sister is being offended in this way. The ocean has stolen her eggs and everyone is making fun of her. Became very angry. Came swooping in. Told the ocean, you better give those eggs back right now. I'm gonna destroy you. Garuda has great mystic powers. He threatened to destroy the ocean. And he could have done it. Could have completely destroyed that ocean by his mystic power. And in great fear, the ocean returned the air. So if you want to become determined, you should never feel there's some obstacle which is too great to overcome. And if you want to be determined, you must become celibate, brahmachari. And that means if you're a married man, you can only have sex for procreation. That is also brahmachari. You must regulate your sex life. That will make you determined. If we overindulge in sex pleasure, we lose our power of determination. We become weak. That's why we have our principle, no illicit sex. Now, if we indulge in illicit sex, we will lose our power of determination. We become weak-minded and weak-minded. So if we remember the little sparrow and we practice brahmachari, then we will become very determined, very powerful. And we can accomplish great things like controlling our minds. That is the greatest accomplishment. If you can bring your mind under control, you become the greatest hero. You know, there's actually a Hindi saying, if you can control your mind, if you can conquer your mind, you can conquer the whole world. Conquering over the mind, that is not an easy thing. If we can conquer the mind, then there's no limit to what we can accomplish. That's a fact. That's why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, what does he say? Every morning when you wake up, you take one pair of shoes, and what do? You beat that rascal mind 100 times. And every night, what do? Leave your shoes aside. Now you grab one broom. And again, you beat that rascal mind 100 times. So we follow these instructions. We'll become very determined and very powerful in Krishna consciousness. We'll be able to revolutionize our own hearts, and once we accomplish that, we will factually be able to revolutionize this planet. That's a fact. But we have to first of all revolutionize our hearts. The spiritual revolution begins here, right there in our hearts. That's where it begins. So you had a question?
I have a similar question.
They already got answered. All right. So, any other question? Yes, Prabhu?
Yes,
yes.
Can you give me a practical example?
Yes. I actually was reading recently that I was described. I'm trying to remember the description, but basically you have to, in a practical sense, it's obviously allegorical. Otherwise, you know, we would be, you know, a weird cult. We require all our members to beat with broomstick, literally, you know. So what does that mean? That means you have to follow in the pathway of poet Govinda. He says, Vajavu Reimana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanada Vindadhi. He says, my dear mind, or you can call your mind a rascal also. Either way, same thing. My dear mind or my rascal mind, stop this nonsense. Stop this nonsense. You have to grab your mind like a mother training a child in this way. When you see your mind is not thinking in the proper way, you have to stop it from thinking in that way. If your mind is thinking about some woman, for example, you say, okay, mind, just stop this nonsense. Hare Krishna. You see your mind is thinking some bad thing about a devotee, some angry thought against a devotee, and you say, this is nonsense, this is Vaishnava Parad, stop this. You think of Krishna. So in this way, you have to watch your mind and see whenever it deviates, because everything begins from the mind. Thinking, feeling, willing, acting. The mind is the most crucial point. If you can train your mind to always think in the proper way, then everything else will follow automatically. If your mind is thinking always properly, then your feelings will be proper, your wills, what you will be proper, and what you actually do will be proper. If you think properly, then you will speak properly and you will act properly. If you try to act properly without thinking properly, then it's just a false show. If you try to act properly and speak properly without thinking properly, again, it's a false show. You want to make a show of being an advanced devotee. You may go on for some time with your little charade, but sooner or later you'll be exposed and it won't work anymore. So if you want to actually be steady on the pathway back to home, back to Godhead, you have to train the mind how to be always absorbed in Krishna consciousness. From the moment you wake up in the morning till the moment you take rest at night. And then it will naturally, you will dream of Krishna conscious things. So in this way we have to yato yato nishchalati manas chanchanam astaram. From whatever that mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, you grab it and bring it back. So that is the beating of the mind. Oh, mind, come on. Nonsense, get back here. Come on, back here. Back in track, back to Krishna consciousness. So that is the actual beating of the mind. You catch it doing nonsense and you bring it back to Krishna consciousness. And in due course of time, as we studied in Wiesbaden the other day, the mind will become the best friend. Because actually, your true nature is you are a pure devotee of Krishna. But you have forgotten it, that's all. You are covered by a deep, dense fog of modes of nature. That's all. So by taking this process very seriously, then that reawakening of your dormant, enlightened consciousness, your Krishna consciousness, will become gradually, what? It will become an irrevocable fact. So anything else? Questions? We thank you very much for your so nicely receiving us. This is your kindness. So we thank you for your mercy. We hope that we can reciprocate nicely. My wife, Vishnupriya Mataji, came with me from America, and of course Helen and Eddie have come. They are taking us around Germany. So we're very happy that you are receiving all of us here very nicely, and thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Rajavindra Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.